This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Tomorrow is primary day for elections across the country and a preview of what may come in November's midterms. A lot of the people running this year are political newcomers from the science community. Just for context, there are more than 200 people in Congress with law degrees, 14 medical doctors, and only one physics PhD. And many of these sciencey candidates worry that the people in power now are discounting science when they make policy. But running a lab and running a campaign are two very different things. Marketplace's Jed Kim has this report from the campaign trail.
This is Luis, is who we're looking to see.
In just a couple hours, Jess Phoenix will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch at the home game of the minor league Lancaster Jethawks. Right now, she's making a different kind of pitch.
We're Democrats. We're canvassing. We got an election coming up in June.
Sure.
And I'm actually running. I'm a scientist, and I'm running for Congress.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah.
She and her husband, Carlos, are ringing doorbells.
Are you Angelina?
Targeting possible friendly votes in her Southern California district. They're wearing jeans and T-shirts. His reads Jess Phoenix for Congress. Hers doesn't, as Smokey Bear instead. They're going for accessible. That's why her pitch is short and to the point.
Yeah, so I'm a volcano scientist, actually. I study active volcanoes, run a nonprofit that does environmental science research, and I just was pretty upset about what they're doing to science funding and education funding. So, yeah, I thought let's bring evidence and facts into government.
Phoenix is running for the seat currently held by Republican Congressman Steve Knight. She feels his voting record has been too in step with President Trump's agenda.
We need to have people in office who not only believe that climate change is real, but also understand the steps we need to take to adapt and adjust our society for the changing climate.
A few other science-minded candidates are running for Congress in Southern California. They include a doctor, a stem cell researcher, and a former technology advisor to President Obama. They're all part of a wider push by political organizations to get science-friendly candidates to run in races all around the country. How easy is it for someone trained in scientific rigor to run a campaign?
To win my first election was harder than getting my PhD. You have to really want to do this.
Andrew Zwicker is a second-term New Jersey assemblyman. He's also got a background in plasma physics. He says voters responded to his message.
They were just so interested to hear about my one and only promise, my platform, which was to use evidence to make decisions.
Still, he barely won his first election. Running is a lot of work. Patrick Madden teaches computer science at Binghamton University. He threw his hat into the ring for a congressional seat in New York this year, briefly.
You know it's not going to be fun, but wow, it was way less fun than I ever expected.
Madden hated asking for money, but he was able to raise $25,000 in 6 weeks. Even so, when a stronger Democratic candidate with a history announced he was running, Madden did the math and dropped out.
I would like to see more scientists and engineers in Congress, but if I have to get to $1 million to get past them, that's not a smart way to spend my time or to set up a fight for him that doesn't do either of us any good.
All right, first pitches, please line up the way I put you in order.
Like Madden, Jess Phoenix is running up against serious competition from other Democrats. The primary is about a month away, and two of her opponents have raised a lot more money than she has. As of now, she says this is the only time she'll run, which means this may be the only time she'll do something like this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the ceremonial first pitch.
As she takes the mound, the wind's blowing straight out to right. But she's played a lot of fast pitch softball, so she's got an arm.
Next up, let's welcome Jess Phoenix. She is a scientist and a candidate for Congress.
I asked her if she'll throw a curve or try to zip one in fast, but she said nah. She's pitching something nice and easy right over the plate. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.